Hello, this is Benevolent Heretic, AboveTopSecret.com. Yeah, relentless. I think, as far as this signature goes, if the person were, you know, if it was a bumper sticker on his car or something like that, yeah, I think he has every right to have that and should have it if he wants to have it. It's a matter of free speech, and as has been gone over many times, ATS is not a free speech zone. So I think it would be up to the moderators, you know, in the administration as far as what they want to allow in a signature. You know, as far as I could tell, it's a pretty offensive statement and meant to offend, certainly. But hey, I had a signature one time that had a Hitler quote in it. And somebody on the board, another board, was offended. They didn't want to see that there. And they sent me a message saying, "Your signature offends me." And, you know, all it was a Hitler quote that sounded very much like something George Bush would say. And it was meant to offend. You know, my purpose was to be offensive. And so, you know, I took the quote down simply because somebody had asked me, you know, could you please do that because it's offensive. And, you know, I took it down as a courtesy. And that's what I think perhaps this person did. You know, they have a right to feel that way. They have a right to express it. And they probably even have a right to express it here on ATS, although I'm not sure. But, you know, ATS is not free speech. We don't have the right to free speech here, so maybe they did. But I believe that even though the quote sounds very nasty to me, you know how I am, I still support their right to use that word if they want to and hate those people if they want to. But more likely, they're just afraid. So I'm going to say that I believe that we can ignore one in favor of the other. One and the other being political correctness and free speech. Free speech trumps, as far as I'm concerned. We can't just say, well, you know, we should have free speech and not be politically correct until it comes to the point of somebody saying something we don't like, something that we find offensive, because then that's only giving free speech to, you know, we wouldn't need free speech otherwise. We wouldn't need free speech if everybody was always talking about happy things. We need the protection of free speech. It goes both ways. You know, I think political correctness and free speech are two extremes of the spectrum. And I do shut down political correctness in favor of free speech. I'm topped out at the free speech end. Because even if something is meant to be offensive, it's a matter of free speech. They have the right to it. It's my job as the observer of their free speech to decide whether I'm going to take offense at it or realize that it's, you know, make some other judgment about it, like it's ignorance or stupidity or fear or I don't care what they think. You know, it's my job to make the judgment about whatever they say, not to control or not to have controlled because somebody might find it offensive. Just my thoughts. Thanks for listening.